53 for information and licensing.
This is Birnbaum and Berwick on AM 1060 WBIX, the business.
Okay, we are back. Ron Birnbaum with Belinda Fuchs, and Belinda is my guest for the entire hour this morning. She's president of OwnYourMoney.com. Check out her website for all sorts of interesting information. And I think we should continue, Belinda, because before the break, you were starting to get to who your clients are and, you know, and how you'll help them. So why don't you continue?
That's great. Thanks so much. So Dale just called in, and we were talking about what couples can do. And couples is, I mentioned singles that I help, especially women, and then the second is couples, because what Dale is going through is very common right now. There's a lot of strain happening on couples. And so what I do is create these classes, these private coaching programs that help couples get into action. I was sorry to hear about the layoff, and really what I see now is an opportunity for couples to use this economy as a space to talk about money. In a lot of couples, what's been happening is that it's been there and an issue that hasn't been talked about. So it's really important for couples to get into action and create a team together. And that's something that I hope for Dale and for all of our listeners. And that's why the class that I am offering is such a must-have right now. This is the Marriage and Money class on Sunday, March 1st. The other group that I help is business owners, because there's a real need right now, especially for small business owners, say up to 10 employees or so, to adapt to survive. And a lot of times what happens is that people are so in their business that they're not able to see the changes, even just the tweaks that they can be doing to make more money, but that they get used to what's a status quo. I have a chiropractor I'm working with now, and she would do these seminars once a month, and she would get something like 10 guests, and 30 of her recurring clients would come, and of the 10 guests, maybe one would become a client. And so she just thought that that was the way it had to be. But instead, the option that I help people to see is, well, what if you close 3, 4, 5 clients? How much is that worth to you? What would that extra $1,000 or $2,000 per client add up to for you? And so it's just phenomenal, the results that people are able to get from this work.
So how are you able to help the chiropractor increase the amount of sales?
So what I'll do with her is talk to her about what her presentation includes. Does it include some sense of seating and promoting herself? This is where that psychological piece comes in, because there's a real sense of self-worth and being able to know your value and articulate your value that a lot of business owners miss out on. And so what I'm able to do is to help her understand that and then talk in these seminars about how amazing her services are. And how, of course, the people listening will want it. And then once we do that and we put in specific ways, even from the beginning, we put in systems that will say, how are guests signing up? Are you getting their name? Are you getting their email? Do you know what their pain is that you can be solving? And then after the fact, we created a feedback form, a follow-up process for her. And she's already closed her one or two, and she just had the seminar. So we're looking forward to results that are even better than that.
Okay. Our phone number, 877-NEW-1060, for any of your questions. My guest, Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com. And our topic we're talking about, and one of your favorites, Belinda, is money and relationships. That's a little bit different than what I usually talk about here on the Financial Consultants. But how are the two linked, money and relationships?
So another great question. What I find is that people often don't realize twofold when it comes to money and relationships. The first one is that they actually have a relationship to money. And then second, that money actually has a significant impact on their relationships. So these are the two areas, and it's at the foundation of what I do to link the two.
So I don't know how many husbands out there need help in helping them manage their wife's money. Because a lot of the wives out there, from what I hear from guys that are married, say that, you know, they don't have any control. They just go out and buy anything they want. They really don't need 5,000 pairs of shoes, you know, but they keep buying more shoes. They, you know, what can they do about that?
Bit of a stereotype there, I will say, because I actually help couples that have it both ways. Sometimes the husband is the spender. It's a little bit less frequent, but it does happen. And so the first thing I would say is bring them to my course on Sunday, March 1st, because what often happens is that one partner is handling the finances versus the other. And the person that isn't handling the finances is often feeling a little bit more anxious. They don't really know what the family can afford, what their how their financials work out. So they don't even realize if they're spending more money than they have. And a lot of what's happening right now is that couples are feeling a strain because they have a loss of lifestyle potentially, or they haven't yet adjusted their spending to relate to, say, a decrease in income, like Dale had mentioned earlier. So what they can do, your question, how do we bring them together, is really having them become a team. What's happening most of the time is that when you have the one person handling it, the other person just figures that they can do whatever they want. And so they're not attached to the level of ownership that's possible when they're coming together as a team. And what I, one of the things that I teach is that you can have an offense and a defense to the team. What happens is that most of the time, they're judging each other for not being just like them. And most times in couples, we have different money personalities that are coming together. So you may have a saver and a spender that could be a nice balance for each other, or it could just be a real source of conflict. So one of the key things that I teach in this 5 Steps for a Healthy and Wealthy Foundation is understanding who each other are around money. Start to talk about it. And in the case that you're talking about, oftentimes the spouse is talking to their friends. They may be complaining about it. They may be inwardly feeling stressed about it because their spouse may be spending, say, or not taking care of money the way they would. But the key is to create a safe space for both parties to come together and start this conversation. Money is the number one cause of divorce. We have money, sex, and work-life balance. And I find that they're all related to communication. And so in those couples, it's really important to start to come together to create this money management team. So there is hope. And, you know, I heard everything that you said about how the markets are going down and all of the things that we can't be doing. And a lot of my message with ownyourmoney.com is really saying, what can you be doing now? How can you find the upside to this downturn to talk to your partner about money, to align as a team together in a way that you never have before? I have a few new quizzes actually available on my website. The site is ownyourmoney.com, and to access the quizzes, you can go to ownyourmoney.com/quiz. Actually, you can get it right on the face of the website, or you can go to ownyourmoney.com/quiz.html, and then I have one special for couples, and it's ownyourmoney.com/couplesquiz.html, and really start to see, do I own my money or does it own me? It's an important question for everyone to be answering.
Well, what exactly do you mean by own your own money? But before you answer, Belinda, do we have a call? Pam from Malden. Good morning, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. Ron, that was a very sexist comment about women. I hate shopping.
Yes, it was.
I absolutely loathe shopping, if you only know. My problem is my husband and I are too similar with money. We become both very good with money. We desperately need to move, which would entail spending money. So mm-hmm. What would Belinda advise? But I loathe shopping. I stress, especially shoes, have absolutely no interest for me.
Thank you. Thank you for countering our previous comment. I know what you mean. So there are different spending types that I help people understand who they are around money. So the three major ones are savers, spenders, and avoiders. And so you and your husband both may be savers. One of the common things that I find when we have a couple that are both savers is that you actually aren't able to spend much of the time, or you may feel guilty when you do. And so you may not have enough fun with your money. And so for couples like you,
that's not really true. We do spend, but we desperately need to spend on a major thing. So it's the major thing we can't bring ourselves to do. We do actually spend money. We spend a lot of money on food, frankly. We eat a lot of produce. We only shop at Whole Foods, so we do spend a lot of money on
food. So that's where you spend your money. Okay, we
all
have our
absolutely.
Places.
We're not absolute maniacs, but we desperately, emphasis on desperately, need to move, which would entail spending money. So even my father, who's unbelievably frugal, is begging me to move. So
why do you say you desperately have to move?
Well, because I'm living in Malden, and we both, at this point, loathe Malden, although my husband's slightly more ecumenically oriented towards Malden. I absolutely loathe it. And there's other factors that I haven't gone into, but we desperately need to move. So.
Okay, so you're ready to get out of Malden. So the key thing, then, I teach this four-step system. It's called the IDEA system, I-D-E-A, and it stands for Inspiration, Decision, Education, Action. These are the four steps to step out of your comfort zone, to own your money, and to really transition from wanting to do something to actually doing it. Mm-hmm. Much of the time, the foundation of what I do is help people to be motivated. I call myself a chief money motivator sometimes because it's the step of knowing what to do but actually doing it. So what I would say for you is to really get grounded in what's your inspiration for wanting to move, not just a big should on yourself where you feel like people are saying you should move or you...
Oh, we know why. We're just at core, we're like both cheap you-know-what, cheap bees. Mm-hmm. We're just very good with money, unfortunately.
Right, so congratulations. That's a good thing. It's not necessarily an unfortunate thing that you're good with money. I'm glad to hear that, Pam. And so what I would say is, though, is when you get grounded in that level of inspiration in terms of why you want to move, it will all start to become clear, and we are going to a break now.
Thank you, Belinda. We'll be back with the rest of the answer to Pam's question in just a moment. This is Ron Birnbaum. You're listening to the Financial Consultants. Give us a call, 877-New-1060.